Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all in here tonight. Give yourself a round of applause for that. Welcome to the Vane Verde, here to get a game service. And with a cause change, I ain't certain, but with this truth, it's gonna make all the pain worth it, y'all. How y'all doing out there tonight? Give yourself another round of applause. Go away. And this.
I just want to say my pain.
And the days of fault, too, son. See how the dude's there. Y'all been doing that, though. You got all these. Rose petals laid out. It's 11, after 11 now. This is going to get real now. Spend all that money on this dinner. Hey. Hey. You wouldn't have seen that movie. You wouldn't have seen the Proud Mary or the Black Panther screening. Salute my brother through stack. Happy Valentine's Day. All the single mothers, baby mothers, mothers. To the deadbeat dad. On the tax time, could have called it, right, fellas? Ladies and gentlemen, Love Day, man. Love Day. You know what I mean? Gotta love. And cherishing the one you with and flooding them with gifts, because if you don't get me shit on this day, you don't love me, motherfucker. Do fellas, do y'all still try that shit? Do y'all still try to, like, you know, go out on Valentine's Day? Look, let me tell you something. It's four holidays specifically that you can't miss. I don't give a damn what you say. That's birthday. Christmas, birthday, Christmas, Valentine's Day, fucking one more, and Mother's Day. Those are just locked in, fellas. If you ain't contributing nothing to that on those days, but you in a world of goddamn trouble, fellas. And y'all already know that. The 3-day, the 4-day holidays right now, that just set in stone, man. I don't care who you is. I want to do, let's see, what you get Valentine's Day gift? Do you get the little gamble chocolate, you know what I'm saying? The chocolate, the box of chocolate you get to roll the dice with? You know what I mean? When you bite into it, you never know what's in there. You know what I mean? You either going to get That what that shit is, like that good strawberry, raspberry paste or whatever that shit is. Oh, it's gonna be toothpaste in that motherfucker. And that's the worst. For real, don't let them sit down. Now, you know how that go. Now, you got to eat the rest on to get that toothpaste taste out your mouth. As it goes for that. You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. And what's the other one? You get the little, the little hearts made out of chalk. They're like some antacid tablets or some shit with hug me written on them. Some more shit to choke off of, man. And there's more shit to give your kids, man. That's how the dentist, all this shit connected to me, man. The dentist is in on this shit, man. Because I'll tell you, my daughter, man, she came home with a bag full of Valentine's Day candy. I know y'all love the dentist, but that's what it's about. And that's what they're pushing to do in school. Valentine's Day. What's that shit about? Right. So, about love. What it's all about. And dates. And going out on a date, baby, you know, because you're special to me. Like, forget the fact that, you know, light's still on in this motherfucker. Forget the fact that you never missed a meal. And, you know, I got to get you some roses that symbolizes our love. That's going to be beautiful. And that's a fact. That rose do symbolize our love. Because even though it's real, it's still something that's artificial. Because it's so pretty in the beginning, but it dies in 3 days. And it's worked. To keep up that beauty. They're going to die anyway. What a rose I gave you last Valentine. I still love you the same. I'm still here. So shit. That shit ought to ride. No, fellas. You got to renew that love. You got to renew that love every year. Mm-hmm. You'll renew that love. Every year. And what's the other shit? The Mighty Mighty Diamond. K Jeweler. He went to Jared. You know when he went to Jared, man. And you know what happened on all these days. You know what I'm saying? You go to Jared. That's when they, you know, go to advertising, the chocolate sets and all of that shit. The rose stones, you know what I mean? So y'all ladies, y'all know what I'm talking about. That's what every girl really want. You know what I'm saying? That's what you get your wife, fellas. You know what I'm saying? What you get your side piece. And they go chill, black. All right. Play no more. You know, Valentine's Day. Like my boy, see the God said earlier, man. And that real shit. See, Valentine. So superficial, man. And that's some more shit. But, you know, just some more, because every month, you know, it's something. You know, every month there's a holiday. But, you know, Valentine's starting to get up there like Christmas, man. I think we starting to spend, you know, a lot of money on this love, man, on balloons and shit like that. That's how the industry, you know, stay up. When the other time do they sell those heart candies like that? Think about it. Like, when, like, the companies that make the little chocolate candies and shit. Like, what other, you know, candies do they make? That's the only time you buy that shit. Yeah. And then, unless you get real creative, you know, for your lady, and then, you know, pull up in the city right outside of 7585 or 285, you know, and catch you somebody that, you know, made your wife a good Valentine's Day basket. You know what I mean? For $150 with some Bear Bath and Beyond Body Works or some of that shit. Or a teddy bear and some candy. That'd be your best bet, man. And you know what? And they might get, like, you know, some of them little pink erotic handcuffs or some shit to go in there. Oh, yeah. Because they tell you how to do it. Eminem, Cold Duck, Andre Champagne. And a pack of Swishers, my nigga. That's all you need, a basket for $150. Have a Valentine's Day. Why you gonna love you, man? I'm gonna get me a sculpture made next year. That's what I'm gonna start doing. You know what I mean? I'm gonna just get a sculpture. Fellas, so that what y'all need to start doing? Then get a sculpture of yourself. and get to her Valentine's Day. Now you have me. This is the best gift ever. Well, like, what more could you want? You know what I mean? I've been giving you meat all year. And I figured, you know what I mean, what greater commitment than that, than to show you how much I'm committed to you. And they show you like I've been giving you me for 364 fucking days of the year. Now you got a statue of me. You know, so every all day long you can look at me. Because I'm going to go ahead and take this day off. You know what? That wouldn't need to start happening, fellas. This is all these holidays for the women. Okay, cool. If we get you this shit, fine. Then you go over there in your fucking world and enjoy that shit yourself. And that's what you're going to do anyway. You know, you get on the phone and, you know, now they taking pictures on Instagram with your shit. Your little rose and shit. The man love me. I can't wait. You know, you get on Instagram in the morning. I can't wait to see all the little steak and shrimp, steak and lobster plates we going to see with the burnt steak and the overcooked lobster tails we're going to see in the morning. I see y'all out there. Them potato little dry hair, but hey, get to get it how you live. He love you. Mm-hmm. I better start spending all them stamps up on these holidays. It's a dirty game. This is Valentine's Day Massacre, family. You know what we were supposed to, I was going another direction with the night show, actually, because my, I was going to do a sponsor appreciation day. But hey, man, you know, everybody got to live, man, and this is a holiday. I'm going to be honest with y'all. Like I said, I don't really succumb to the holidays because I truly feel and I try to live my life like everybody that you love and it means something to you, you should show them that every day. And I believe that, and you know, that's natural. That's the culture of life. So anything that, you know, that this whole world, you know, like this way of thinking, I'm losing that shit. So when I actually set the show up, I totally forgot that it was Valentine's Day. All I know is Wednesday, time to work, time to, you know, go to work, right? So I totally forgot it was Valentine's Day. So, you know, everybody booed up. It's a lot of mustaches about to get wet in a few minutes if they ain't wet already. It's a lot of, you know, young ladies' tonsils about to be, you know, massaged in a few minutes. So, you know, and I understand that, and I do apologize, because that's the way of the world, right? So, you know, we let that, usually at Valentine's Day go like it is. So since all the sponsors, we just going to, you know, reschedule that until possibly next week at some time in the event. We also got, well, in the event, anything, you know, changes as far as anything like that next week. But we also got I Am Shaqy from Trap, the series, going to be joining us next week when the release of episode 204 comes out. So y'all make sure y'all stay tuned for that. We will be dropping and releasing a flyer for that in a couple of days by this weekend. So y'all can go on and repost that as well. And it's going to be on the Instagram at the _Vane_Verdict, on the Facebook at the Vane Verdict, and on the Twitter at the Vane Verdict, and on Skype at Vane Verdict. And a tag up there for y'all as well on there. And of course, you already know any booking contact info, you can email at the Vane Verdict at gmail.com. Valentine's Day. How the love going, man? Y'all still eating your chocolates out there? I miss them Gamba chocolates, man. I'm going to eat one of them good chocolates with toothpaste in the middle of it. Gentlemen.
The Vain Verdict's being brought to you by www.coatdripping.com. Long live everything, relaunching 2018. Streetwear and apparel and more, exclusive streetwear and apparel and more. That's www.coatdripping.com. We are culture. Atlanta Custom Apparel. You need vinyl sublimation, need screen print done, want to put your RIP homies on the t-shirt, go over Atlanta Custom Apparel. Holler at my brother Daoud, 1130 Euclid Avenue, right in these little 5 points. Open Sunday through Thursday from 12 to 7. Friday, Saturday, stand open at 8 o'clock, y'all. Again, Atlanta Custom Apparel, right in little 5 points at 1130 Euclid Avenue, EULCLID Avenue. Chris Smith, multimedia.weebly.com. Logo designs, fly designs, brochures, book designs, editing, graphics. You like the graphics you seen on the Vain Verdict YouTube channel? How about the graphics you seen on the Instagram? You feeling that on the Facebook? All that's being brought to you by my brother Chris Smith, multimedia.weebly.com. Again, Chris Smith, multimedia.weebly.com. Blue Seas Express and Catering, Monday through Thursday, 11 to 8, Friday to Saturday, Friday and Saturday, 12 to 10, Sunday, 12 to 5, 890 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, Atlanta, Georgia, 30314, Blue Seas Express and Catering. We're talking about doing for self. We're doing for self. Come visit George Supermarket, 766 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, Atlanta, Georgia, 30314. Your supermarket, 766 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, Atlanta, Georgia, 30314. Remember the teachings of the messenger Elijah Muhammad, as related in the Holy Quran. O men, eat the lawful and good things from what is in the earth, and follow not the footsteps of the devil. Man, you can follow me right down to your supermarket, 766 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, 30314. Follow the Vain Verdict, Facebook, at the Vain Verdict, Twitter, at the Vain Verdict, Instagram, the_vain_verdict. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 11 p.m., the Vain Verdict, blogtalkradio.com/the Vain Verdict. Peace and life, family.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna slow my energy down a little bit. Hate to, you know, have to report these, you know, type of things, but this is one of the, you know, reasons why we made this platform, you know, to bring awareness to a lot of things going on in the world that I'm, you know, that I guess, you know, people wouldn't, you know, otherwise know about. But, unless you've been living on a rock, you know, for the last 12 hours, at least 17 people were killed at a high school in Parkland, Florida. And another school shooting, family. We'd love for us to get past this. Be often we can, you know, get kind of get past this as a nation, you know, and you know, this hatred, you know, and could know where it kind of know where it stems from at least. But let's go to CNN now for the story though.
Absolutely horrible, and we will we continually ask you in the media to continually put out the message. If you see something, say something. If anybody has any indicator that someone's going through a behavioral change on their social media, that there were disturbing photos, perhaps bombs or firearms or videos or pictures that are just not right, that there's something, please make sure law enforcement knows about it. We're already, you can follow us on Twitter. We're going to put out numbers where people can possibly call and what have you.
There you have it, family. At least 17 people were killed Wednesday in a high school shooting in Parkland, Florida, the Broward County Sheriff's Office said. Florida Governor Rick Scott ordered government flags flown at half staff through Monday in honor of victims of the shooting at Major Restoreman Douglas High School, a public school of some 3,000 students outside of Boca Raton. The school is closed for the rest of the week. Broward County Public Schools Superintendent Robert Rush said the district will offer grief counseling to students and their families. This has been a day where we've seen the worst of humanity. Tomorrow's going to bring out the best in humanity as we come together to move forward from this unspeakable tragedy. The suspect, 19-year-old former student Nicholas Cruz, is in custody, Sheriff Scott Israel said. The shooting, which is among the 10 deadliest mass shootings in modern U.S. history, revived debate over gun control while American politicians offered their condolences. My prayers and condolences to the families of the victims of the terrible Florida shooting. No child, teacher, or anyone else should ever feel unsafe in American school, U.S. President Donald Trump said. Law enforcement responded to reports of a shooting at Major High School shortly before 3 p.m. and encountered a chaotic scene. Investigators believe the suspect pulled a fire alarm to draw people out of classrooms and increase the number of casualties, a law enforcement source told CNN. But the school had already had a fire drill earlier in the day, leaving some to think it was a false alarm. While some left the building, others sought cover in classrooms as the school went into lockdown and the gunman went on his rampage. Some students, fearing their lives would soon be over, texted goodbyes to their loved ones. Others used phones to share startling footage of the carnage on social media. One teacher said she was on her way out of the building after the fire alarm when another staff member told her the situation was code red, an active shooter. Melissa Falowski returned to her classroom and hid in a closet with 19 students from a newspaper class for nearly 40 minutes. Falowski credited the fire drill and recent active shooter training with saving lives, and yet it didn't save enough to not have been more prepared for this situation, which is what makes it so frustrating. So Falowski told CNN, or told Anderson. We did everything we were supposed to do. Broward County Schools has prepared us for this situation and still have so many casualties. At least for me, it's very emotional because I feel the day that our government, our country, has failed us and failed our kids and didn't keep us safe. It's really a blessing to be alive. So one of the young ladies said that actually, made it out of there. Law enforcement sources said the suspect used a .223 caliber AR-15 style firearm in the shooting. Freshman Caden Hanafi said he heard two gunshots and saw people running out of another building on campus. As he and classmates went in a lockdown, many thought the noise might have been firecrackers. It's really a blessing to still be alive, he said. Nicole Basker, 18, said she was in trigonometry class about 10 minutes for the end of the school day when the fire alarm went off. As students evacuated, she heard six gunshots and everyone started running back inside the school, Bassett said. I heard so many shots, at least like six. They were very close, she said. A police officer told her to close her eyes and as she walked past the classroom with broken glass, telling her there's nothing good to see in there, she said. a freshman named Aiden posted a photo on social media from inside a math class while on lockdown. "We have been liberated. God bless America," Aiden tweeted after being evacuated from the building. "Love each other. You may never know when it may be the last day you meet someone." Man, man. What we doing, man? What we doing, family? We still there? Now, apparently, this young man, Nicholas Cruz, and I'm gonna make this the last time I even say this filth name. You know, they say he posted some troubling things on social media, you know, and that's why, assuming that the sheriff was like, if you see something, say something. You know, that's a lot of things, man. You know, I guess, when, kids say things online on the internet, and apparently this Nick was expelled from school. They say he wasn't, a student there at the moment, which is why he knew the layout. He knew what kids would be running out, during the alarm or whatnot. And I can't sit here and say, because I be wondering, and every time something like this happens, I got to go back to the government, one time, right? You bunch some of all these mass shootings, right? Out of the 17 that mass shootings that it done been, the 10 that done been in schools, don't forget only 4 of those were actually done by non-white people. But this country is built on hate. Violence has always been a go-to, to express your frustration, with something. Violence has always been an answer in this country. You don't like something or somebody, you disagree with something, you draw blood from. It's not really a compromise. Whatever it is this kid was going through, I'm pretty sure that could have been a great compromise somewhere. Somebody could have reached out and talked to him, and and see where that hate stemmed from. Nobody said anything. Nobody took him serious. Or is it a ploy? We've seen it before. Is this about gun control? What was I going to say? He's 18, right? See, he's perfectly legal, perfectly able to get him. Did he have it? I'm not sure. Well, I guess, more information come out. I'm not sure if he had a criminal record. Did he have a criminal record? So was he legally able to get one? Let me say, guns don't kill people. People kill people. I think ideologists kill people. Ideologists turn people into killers, I should say.
especially here. America was built on that ideology.
I mean, how often do these, and I think, you know, so many, you know, unknown black boys end up being killed in this country, and the killers go free. A white man can do the same fucking crime. Or worse for that matter. See, look at this shit. But these motherfuckers, they end up killing themselves, man. They never, like, how many times do the cops kill them? Like, Dylan Roof, he caught all the motherfuckers, man, and they walked, took him to Burger King and then walked him to jail. They had no guns or all of that. What an honor in that, man. Killed all them kids in that motherfucker, man. Freeze wet. They supposed to shot the shit out of there. Like, let him had it been black. He'd either been black or a goddamn Muslim, man. They'd have shot his ass a million times. How you catch him? He up there to do all that damage. Got smoke bombs and shit. Gas masks on. AR, it's the... He's mad at him. Principal, did he get him? America built that hate, man. America, you perfect. I guess I empathize and I don't sympathize with the people. You understand what I'm saying? America, you made Dylan Roof. America, you made Nicholas Cruz. That's fruit of your loins. That's one of your creations. That greed, that hunger for power, that thirst for war, that warmonger mentality. That angst to build and destroy. The very core fiber of the inclination of destruction. That's yours, America. It's your wiggle. You got to deal with that one like you dealt with us. Like you deal with us. They all on CNN talking about how fucking troubled the young man was. Man, please. Folks troubled about him. And troubled about it. That's what you made him. You created that monster. I heard some prayers go out to the families, 17 victims. The family wants to go through that. Hopefully I can find some kind of healing, some kind of consoling in this time. I couldn't even imagine. Couldn't even imagine, you know, having to go through that. You know, how I would feel. You know, I try not to deal with hypotheticals anyway.
But you gotta feel that, man. There's a lot of kids out there. There's a lot of daughters. I got daughters. There's a lot of sons out there, man. They make it out of that school. Somebody, I got sons, man. Somebody friends out there. I got friends. No teachers out here. Somebody wife. No. Somebody lost a husband today. Somebody lost a father. Somebody's sister didn't come home for this Valentine's Day, family. These things humanize you. That's what Valentine's Day was about. So what are we doing with this day from now on? Like, I, you know, me as a human being, this type of thing dehumanizes me, family. I don't feel the love. You enjoying your candy? Because I don't feel enough. It's 17 people ain't waking up tomorrow morning. Did you enjoy your dinner? One of them 17 people didn't get to tell somebody they loved them for the last time. Somebody in that 17 had plans to, you know, maybe do something spectacular for somebody to create a real memory or you know, a Valentine's Day, you know, in love, in honor of what the holiday is, what the holiday is supposed to be about. Love and appreciation and, you know, showing affection to those you care about and those who care about you and reciprocating that love. Did you enjoy your flowers? You smell your roses? 17 families be laying orchids in a couple of days. The Valentine's Day massacre is taking on a whole new meaning. History is being rewritten, family. I would love for y'all to do a little research on St. Valentine's Day and what St. Valentine's Day was actually about, what happened on Valentine's Day, the history of the origin of Valentine's Day. The answer might shock you. Seventeen loved ones got some candy they won't have. Valentine's Day is a time to celebrate romance and love and kissy face fealties. But the origins of of this festival of candy and cupids are actually dark, bloody, and a bit muddled. Though no one has pinpointed the exact origin of the holiday, one good place to start is in ancient Rome, where you get the most of your holidays from, fam. Where men hit on women by, well, hitting them. From February the 13th to 15th, the Romans celebrated the Feast of Lupercalia. Men sacrificed a goat and a dog and whipped women with the hides of the animals they had just slain. The Roman romantics were drunk. They were naked, says Joel Linsky, a historian at the University of Colorado at Boulder. Young women would actually line up for the men to hit them, Linsky says. They believed this would make them fertile. The brutal feat included a matchmaking lottery in which young men drew the names of women from a jar. The couple would then be coupled up for a duration of the festival, if you will, or longer if the match was right. Whatever the guy felt like doing to a woman, you feel me? The ancient Romans may also be responsible for the name of our modern day love. Emperor Claudius II executed two men, both named Valentine, on February the 14th of different years in the 3rd century AD. Their martyrdom was honored by the Catholic Church with the celebration of St. Valentine's Day. Would you be my Valentine? Later, Pope Gelasius immortal things in the 5th. Later, Pope Gelasius I muddled things in the 5th century by combining St. Valentine's Day with Lupercalia to expel the pagan rituals. But the festival was more of a theatrical interpretation of what had once been, Linsky adds. It was a little more of a drunken revel, but the Christians put clothes back on it. They didn't stop it from being a day of fertility and love. Around the same time, the Normans celebrated Gallatin's Day, Gallatin meaning lover of women. That was likely confused with St. Valentine's Day at some point, in part because they sound alike, right? As the years went on, the holiday grew sweeter. Chaucer and Shakespeare romanticized it in their work, and it gained popularity throughout Britain and the rest of Europe. Handmade paper cards became the tokens in the Middle Ages. Eventually, the tradition made its way to the New World, where you at. The Industrial Revolution ushered in factory-made cards in the 19th century. In 1913, Hallmark cards in Kansas City, Missouri began mass-producing Valentine. February has not been the same since. Today, the holiday is big business. According to market research firm Ibis World, Valentine's Day sales reached $17.6 billion last year. This year's sales are expected to total $18.6 billion. But that commercialization has spoiled the day for many. Helen Fisher, sociologist and worker, said, and we only have ourselves to blame. And so the celebration of Valentine's Day goes on, fam. A lot of ways, too. You know, many of us, you know, we break the bank, again, buying jewelry and flowers for people that don't love us. You know, others, you know, call it the ones that ain't got nobody. You know, they call it Single Awareness Day. You know, dining by themselves and binging on chocolate by themselves. Hey, and some people might even spend a day the same way as the Romans did. You know, getting drunk, having orgies, punishing women. Oh, you know what? What if some even celebrate the holiday like the ancient Romans did? Like Emperor Claudius I Faustus the second, I mean, who executed two men. Both named Valentine, but in different years during the third century. Would you be my Valentine to commemorate what he did the year before? And this is what you do. That's why we gotta go out and get these new roses and all these things that's going down. Amen. We gotta let this holiday shit go, y'all. But you don't know. Can't expect you to change or give up what you don't know, though, you know? How can we expect you to do that if you don't understand? And that's what we're hearing in the Fame Verdict. And look, everything I'm saying, this is the fact. I don't want you to take, please, never, ever take my word for anything. I want you to go out there and do the research yourself. It is. I want you to get out there and look up some information. Try to find something deeper than yourself. Something inside you can connect with. See, once you do that, you connect with something inside. That's an automatic connection to the one that's sitting next to you because they're feeling you and knowing you from the inside. So it won't take all of this superficial things that's adhering to the way of the devil's hands, the devil's offspring. That ain't your answer. This ain't no way of life for you, black man. You don't know nothing about this culture. Look what they do. They get drunk and fornicate. That's not African culture. They beat on their women. That's not true African culture, fellas. They consolidate their love for their loved ones into a day. That's not African culture, fellas. They don't succumb to the pressures of the world and walk inside a school and kill 17 innocent people, women, and young children. It's not African culture, fam. The Vain Verity Podcast. Heart goes out to the 17 victims. Time for a speedy recovery for those that are injured. Our thoughts, prayers, and condolences. Of course, goes out to the families of the 17 victims. It's a lot for me, family. It's heavy for me when I have to deal with this in 2 days, when I have to talk about this. Hear them again. All of us. It's been another episode of the Vain Verity Podcast. Make sure you tune in next week. Peace and light, fam.
www.coltdripping.com. Long live everything. Relaunching 2018. Streetwear and apparel and more. Exclusive streetwear and apparel and more. That's www.coltdripping.com. We are culture. Atlanta custom apparel. You need vinyl sublimation? Need screen print done? Want to put your RIP homies on the t-shirt?
Go over Atlanta Custom Apparel. Holler at my brother Daoud. 1130 Euclid Avenue, right near Little Five Points. Open Sunday through Thursday from 12 to 7. Friday, Saturday, stand open at 8 o'clock, y'all. Again, Atlanta Custom Apparel, right in Little Five Points. At 1130 Euclid Avenue. EULCLID Avenue. Chris Smith, multimedia.weebly.com. Logo designs, flyer designs, brochures, book designs, editing, graphics. You like the graphics you seen on the Vane Verdict YouTube channel? How about the graphics you seen on the Instagram? You feeling that on the Facebook? All that's being brought to you by my brother Chris Smith, multimedia.weebly.com. Again, Chris Smith, multimedia.weebly.com. Blue Seas Express and Catering, Monday through Thursday, 11 to 8, Friday to Saturday, Friday and Saturday, 12 to 10, Sunday, 12 to 5, 890 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, Atlanta, Georgia, 30314, Blue Seas Express and Catering. We're talking about doing for self. We're doing for self. Come visit George Supermarket, 766 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, Atlanta, Georgia, 30314. Your supermarket, 766 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, Atlanta, Georgia, 30314. Remember the teachings of the messenger Elijah Muhammad, as related in the Holy Quran. O men, eat the lawful and good things from what is in the earth, and follow not the footsteps of the devil. Man, you can follow me right down to your supermarket, 766 Joseph E. Boone Boulevard, 30314. Follow the Vane Verdict, Facebook, at the Vane Verdict, Twitter, at the Vane Verdict, Instagram, the_Vane_Verdict. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 11 p.m., the Vane Verdict, blogtalkradio.com/the Vane Verdict. Peace and life, family.
The Vane Verdict Podcasts. You know, they say, the truth is a hard pill to swallow. Bullshit, we say, hold your nose and tilt your head back. Be sure to like, comment, subscribe, everywhere at The Vane Verdict. GoFundMe.com/the-Vane-Verdict. Thank you for all the love and support.